You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Well, the race for San Francisco's district attorney is proving to be one of the city's most surprising races in recent memory. A few days before early voting opened this week, Mayor London Breed appointed Susie Loftus as interim DA. Loftus is a former San Francisco Police Commission president. She also worked for Kamala Harris in the state attorney general's office and San Francisco's district attorney office. She's expected to resign from her current role with the San Francisco Sheriff's Office and begin her tenure as interim DA later this month. But it's still up to voters to decide in November whether she should keep the post for good. KALW Justice reporter Holly J. McDeed recently spoke with Loftus about her vision for the prosecutor's office.
So the big news, of course, as far as the San Francisco DA's race goes, is that Mayor Breed has recently appointed you interim DA after George Gascon's abrupt resignation. Before that appointment, this was going to be the first DA's race in the city without an incumbent running in over 100 years. How do you respond to critics who say this appointment tips the scales in your favor in a way that interferes with the democratic process?
You know, what I would say is that the voters of San Francisco are going to decide who the next district attorney is. And I've been running and making the case to them for over a year that I think we fundamentally need to take a different approach that is grounded in building safety in all of our neighborhoods and making a justice system that works for all of us. So over the last year, I have really built a broad coalition of support from not only the mayor, but eight members of the Board of Supervisors, every person we've elected to go to Sacramento, our governor, because I think there is a lot of consensus that change needs to start now. So when this appointment unexpectedly came up, my whole career has been about stepping up to serve, and I'm going to step in as the interim. But some of the classic benefits of incumbency, like, you know, saying it's I'm the district attorney as my ballot designation, I don't have any of those benefits. So I'm continuing to make the case to the voters every day about why I think I'm the right person with the experience to make the change that everybody wants to see in our city.
Yeah, and so during the couple of weeks where you will be interim district attorney, do you have plans for that period?
I do. You know, I think the you know, change starts now. It's really important to stabilize the office, make sure the office has what it needs. Having been a courtroom prosecutor, I understand how difficult elections can be on the folks working there. So my priority is going to be assessing how things are, identifying, you know, the few areas that I think we can immediately make improvements. I do want to make sure that the office is more grounded in community.
Right. Yeah. And so most of your background has been in law enforcement. And of course, you led the police commission during a turbulent time for San Francisco police. This was a time where former police chief Greg Suhr ultimately resigned over a spate of officer-involved shootings. There was a scandal involving racist and homophobic text messages as well. What did you learn about police accountability during your time on the commission, and how would you apply those lessons to the DA's office?
During my time on the police commission, I did three really important things. One is I got every patrol officer to have a body-worn camera, which helps us in this idea of accountability and getting to the truth of what happens. The second thing is I terminated more officers for serious misconduct than had been done before, and because I think it's very important to hold police accountable and demonstrate that if you lose the public trust, you lose your job. And that is what I was able to do on the police commission. And then the last piece is, with all of these shootings that happened of civilians, we recognize that that is the very worst thing that can happen, to destroy the trust we work so hard to build between communities, in particular communities of color and law enforcement. So I led a process to reform the use of force policy for the first time in 20 years in San Francisco for the police department. I took on a big fight with the Police Officers Association, was targeted in ads and radio ads and television ads. But ultimately, I stood strong, and as a result, we prevailed in court, and that policy was implemented. And 3 years after its implementation, there was a 30% reduction in use of force by San Francisco police officers and also a reduction in injuries to officers. So what I learned about police accountability is that it's essential to holding the public trust if an officer commits misconduct. And it's also essential that we make sure our rules are clear, that we have a community standard when it comes to use of force. And that community standard that we created in San Francisco became one of the bases for Assemblymember Shirley Weber's bill AB 392 in Sacramento, which went on to change the rules for the entire state. So the work that was done here in San Francisco, largely, you know, made possible by activists and people who demanded change, was something that has led to meaningful change. And I think it's something we continue to build on.
Looking more broadly to your plans, if elected DA, what are some of your biggest priorities for the, say, first year on the job?
The civil rights unit is a big priority of mine. We have to have a unit that helps us demonstrate that what it means to be a progressive prosecutor is not just what we don't do anymore, but it's what we do. And we have to stand up and make sure that the prosecutor is the people's lawyer, the person looking out to protect our consumer rights and our environmental rights, and standing up when workers are having their wages stolen. Too often across this campaign, many people who've jumped on board to support me have said, look, Susie, I'm supporting you as DA because I've never thought the DA could do anything for me or for my community. But with you, I believe you'll stand up for all of us, not just for some of us. A second piece of the civil rights unit is we have to tackle racial disparities in our criminal justice system. If we don't do that, we're not going to have a city that's safe for everyone. And when we have 5% of our population who are African-American, and yet we have 53% of who's in our jail is African-American, we have a crisis that we have to start undoing and identifying all the places where racial disparities are popping up in our system. And we have to eradicate them piece by piece and really talk about making sure that this is a system that doesn't unfairly target, portions of our community. So that's a big priority of mine, as well as I said, getting neighborhood prosecutors partnering with our community members on how we can build safety neighborhood by neighborhood in San Francisco.
That was Susie Loftus. She's the interim San Francisco District Attorney. She spoke with KALW's justice reporter Holly J. McDeed. Loftus is running as a candidate in the upcoming race for DA.